This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's go around the NFL to keep you in the loop. Brought to you by BioCleanTex.com on Sports Radio 610.
It's Attorney Sam giving us the insight on the Deshaun Watson situation. We'll get into that more coming up in 15 minutes. Chiefs looking to bounce back from their Super Bowl loss. We were throwing out the D word. We were throwing out dynasty. We thought that maybe the Kansas City Chiefs were the next big thing. Here's two prominent members of that team with local ties, starting with Texas native Patrick Mahomes. He's keeping an eye on the draft in 9 days. Here is Mahomes talking about the rookie quarterbacks that will be selected 9 days from now right here on Sports Radio 610.
All the guys are super talented. Every single one of them. It's kind of crazy to see these last few years the amount of talent, the quarterback position that's coming into the league. And it shows that guys are working at it. Guys are learning how to make themselves better, and they're coming in and competing. Luckily enough, that we have a lot of guys coming into this league now that are playing really good football, and it makes the NFL even better.
Yeah, I like Patrick Mahomes because he's just a fan. He's just a sports fan. Yeah. He's just a homebody sports fan that wants to open Whataburgers, own baseball teams, chill at home, work out with his wife, who he's known since ninth grade. He's really into sports. He is the people's champ. When it comes to quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes is the people's champ. I like that guy.
He just seems very sincere. I think you can...
Let me put it this way. Patrick Mahomes is not trying to eliminate people from his inner circle that work the 9-to-5. Like a quarterback... I felt like I used
shots
to know
fired there, man.
Until September. Shout out to Hollywood Deshaun Watson. Patrick Mahomes ain't doing that.
You're just a bad radio person, Landon. That's all.
Let me just
it.
Say that. That's the people's champ, okay?
He is. Just seems like certain guys just seem very sincere when you listen to him. Now, if we've learned nothing over the last few months, it's that even those people might have some skeletons, but I'm not buying it with Patrick Mahomes.
No, Patrick's perfect. He's okay.
Yeah.
I won't even need to knock on wood. Our native Texan, Patrick Mahomes, is going to be just fine. Honey Badger, though. What a bad game by the Honey Badger in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady was picking on him.
Honey Badger
was talking trash to Tom Brady. Then the Honey Badger said Tom Brady called him a bad name. Then a Honey Badger wouldn't say what that bad name was. Rough go at it for the Honey Badger. You remember Antonio Brown juking him out of his jock like hot sauce back in the N1 mixtape tour days? Here was the Honey Badger, formerly of the Houston Texans, meeting with the Kansas City media types yesterday, talking about his awful performance in Kansas City's loss in the Super Bowl.
You know, I thought really, you know, it was just, you know, the day that we didn't really play our best. And we got to find a way to kind of, you know, dig ourselves out of that kind of hole. I think the biggest thing I took from that game is just really composure. You can't make a play. Just try your best to remain calm, keep your composure. Okay. That's really what I see when I look back, you know, on that night.
Patrick said that he's watched the Super Bowl twice. How many times have you watched it? And how many times have you shared those exact thoughts with your teammates?
I probably watched it maybe 4 or 5 times. I mean, every time I watch it, it kind of hurts a little bit more. So for me, you know, like I said, it's all about staying on top of my guys.
All right, there's a couple
he
things
had the
that
top
he just
Patrick
said.
Mahomes.
You knew he was going to say over two.
Oh, he said two?
Probably four or five.
Yeah, I'll go four or five.
First of all, he said he learned composure. That he's not
he was
really,
not composed.
He's never been.
No,
even
no,
when
but
he's at
no,
his best,
but in that
not.
Game more so than ever.
No, he was shook.
Yeah, at all.
Yeah, he was shook. So he said composure. He's watched it four or five times because, hint, hint, Patrick's watched it twice. Staying on your guys. How about not getting your ass
abused? Are we sure
abused?
Who we had?
Yeah, like he's saying, I learned to stay on my guys. You were the one getting juked,
we're
buddy.
Still waiting.
They were picking on you.
We're still waiting for you to get on your guys.
What are you getting on your guys for? Get on yourself.
It was bad.
Get a mirror. The heck is this guy talking about? Kansas City's going to be angry this year, though. It will be interesting to see how that goes. I'm intrigued to see what Baltimore does as well. One of the other marquee teams
they're
in
not,
the league had a little bit of a down year last
they're
year.
They're not any less of a team.
No.
They just got beat.
Yeah, and they lost both their tackles, so we'll see what happens. They're trying to solidify that O-line. You got to think that's the direction they're going to go when the draft comes in 9 days. Speaking of which, Gil Brandt is a legend. He's a pioneer. He's an NFL Hall of Famer. There probably would be no NFL Combine if it weren't for Gil Brandt.
It's true.
But this is the dumbest quote I've heard in a long time. It was in Peter King's weekly column. Gil Brandt had this to say about players who opted out this year, talking about the how unusual the draft is. Here is the quote from Gil Brandt. "This one ranks at the very top in terms of how unusual it is," Brandt said. "The opt-outs kind of remind me of when we used to draft guys, then lose them for a year or two in the military. Very seldom did they come back the players they were. The same principle is involved here." Gil, this is not going to Vietnam. This is not going to fight in the war, eat crappy food, have awful living conditions, and go through all those people went through.
Vietnam!
These guys opted out. They started training for the combine. They were eating and preparing, or not the combine, their pro days. They started training for the NFL. To compare this to guys' number getting called and then being shipped in via plane that makes coach on Spirit Airlines they're look like first freaking class on the Texans airplane.
They're hanging on to straps.
They're sharing a can of beans with like 20 guys. And you're talking about this is like when a guy used to get drafted by Vietnam. This is like Roger Staubach back when he was at Navy coming back in a couple years. No, it's not. Like
that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard.
And then John McClain, who will hike his leg on me and not even understand why he's hiking his leg on me, won't even hike his leg on that opinion by Gil Brandt.
Too much respect.
Hell no.
Gil Brandt's acting like these guys opted out and they were like stepping on toe poppers and going through the wire, you know, to like they had this 1,000-yard stare that they came back like from Vietnam with. I mean, oh my God.
I mean, of course they went to Vietnam more times than not, Gil Brandt, and they came back not the same player as before.
Bro, I'm risking my life.
Yes. I love you, Gil Brandt.
Oh,
you are a legend. Always enjoyed talking to you when I talk to you, but good Lord. An opt-out of a college football season is the same thing as guys getting drafted and going away to war for 2 years?
Vietnam.
Good God.
Terrible comparison.
Falling in a tunnel and, swimming through napalm fog.
Well, you know, Johnny came back. He just wasn't the same guy. So yeah. He just wasn't mentally right since he came back from Vietnam and saw kids getting shot in the head. Much like Dave, who opted out in the 2020 season.
And was working out in Arizona all offseason.
And he watched too much Netflix.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. This is silly. And Peter King, God bless him, Peter King's co-signing it throughout his column.
He did.
His football column. He's sitting there co-signing this. What are we doing?
Oh, man. Gil... I mean, he truly is a pioneer, but come on. That's a bad one. That is a bad, bad comparison.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. You know what had the internet going nuts yesterday? The Astros had an off day. They needed it. Good God, they needed it. And they're going to Colorado. It's appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
On 420, they start a series in Colorado. Alex Bregman. Might have been hitting that Marahucci.
No, he was bored. You're bored when
Alex Bregman, the baseball messiah.
Baseball messiah.
Now has braids.
Cornrows, isn't it? Isn't it? Isn't it straight on his head, right?
I don't know what those are. They look like Jerry Rice
now,
braids.
Now, I'm asking Figgy, but because no. Because he has hair that oftentimes is in braids, and oftentimes the type of hair, not the type of person, the type of hair. I'm explaining myself really thoroughly here, which might be a race card in itself. Figgy, was that cornrows or braids?
It looked like braids.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
I don't know. I figure they the same thing.
Oh, okay.
To be honest.
Okay.
Some people right. just call them cornrows.
All right, you're going to ask Figgy. I think that was pretty low-hanging fruit by you. I'm going to ask Loophole Tony. I think okay. Tony might
Tony
have
will
a,
know.
Tony, wait, what? Tony might have a better idea here. Race car! Tony, what do you think of Alex Bregman's braids?
Are those cornrows or braids?
Those are cornrows.
Thank you.
Braids are usually ones that's not attached.
What do you think?
Like they were connected. I mean, they're like, yes, that's what I thought.
They're connected, yeah.
You think he's pulling them off?
I've been braiding hair since I was 10 years old because my grandma was a beautician.
Okay.
Both my grandmas were beautician.
Do you think he's
those
pulling them off,
cornrows.
Is he pulling off the cornrows?
Yeah, he's pulling them off. And you know what? I wanted to tell Seth this morning because he said something about him. Talking about, oh, that must have took a long time. No, baby, if you know how to do them, and especially since he's a white guy, race card. It's easier for your fingers to flow through.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Okay. Yeah, so no, that probably, I could have pulled that off about 20, 30 minutes.
You think if I grew my hair long enough, I could pull those?
Baby, come to me. I got you.
All right. I'll think about that. I'll run that by some people. We love you, Tony.
I love you, too.
All right. Girl Tony right there. She just does everything, man. She's just throwing a new skill at us all the time. Just mm-hmm. always a new skill from Tony.
Tony's been around, man.
Always a new skill. Yeah. From Tony.
She's seen things, man.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader. Sports Radio 610, what could have been for the Houston Texans? Could have had that number 3 overall pick in 9 days. But as we sit, we are talking about the legal battle between Deshaun Watson, Rusty Harden, and Tony Busby. We'll give you the latest. We'll react to it next.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Local figures that you would most like to choke with. Coming up at 1:45. Local guys you would most like to talk with.
I have an opinion.
Spoiler alert, John McClain's on my list.
Yeah?
John McClain is on my list.
I want to know
leaves town,
why people ask.
We act a clown.
I want to get high with that guy.
Andrew Locker, John
right.
Lopez.
I take him in the bathroom. I don't care.
There, let's do it.
Good place to do it.
You remember the back in the day, Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig. If there's ever a representation of how innocent the world used to be to where we've come now, and we'll get into the Deshaun Watson situation in a sec, but I was thinking about this the other day. Some of the music that is played, and I'm guilty of listening to it. I mean, we're talking about popping Percocets. We're talking about Molly. We're talking about cocaine. We're talking about all types of stuff and just acting a complete fool. Who knows what else in the music? There was a time, and I wasn't even alive then, and I might be sounding like an old head. There was a time when it was rebellious to play the song Smoking in the Boys' Room. And they're talking about cigarettes. They're talking about smoking cigarettes in the boys' room, and that's rebellious. And now all of a sudden we're talking about Percocets, Mollies, all that type of stuff.
I used to love that song. I think it came out like in the 70s.
Yeah,
that's
your
way
day.
Before your
Back
time.
In your day.
Yeah. Thin Lizzy? Is that who did it?
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm just saying. We have just completely...
Let me see what the old Google machine says.
Turned around. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Deshaun Watson responded yesterday to the 22 lawsuits against him, courtesy of Tony Busby. You've said this, and I think Attorney Sam has agreed with you, as has Amy Dash. While it is a public filing, the amount of detail and the 7 pages that Rusty Harden and Deshaun Watson presented, it was maybe a little bit more calculated than the typical filing that an attorney files in that manner.
It could have been one page, and that's why I specifically asked Attorney Sam that, and he said it's usually just the general denial. This is the general denial of the what ended up being seven-page document that Rusty Harden filed. Pursuant to Texas Rules of Civil Procedure, blah, 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 Watson generally denies the allegations and claims set forth in plaintiff's original petition and demands strict proof thereof by a preponderance of the evidence and clear and convincing evidence. That could have been the whole filing. And Attorney Sam, well, along with the jury demand and everything else, but the details of the filing, that could have been it. Here's what's interesting to me. Rusty Harden consistently has talked about a circus atmosphere. We've talked about the theater of these lawyers, these attorneys going back and forth. This is theater. He filed this as theater, as part of the circus himself. As Attorney Sam said, this is very, very rare to get into conjecture in a general filing, a general denial like this. He's offering opinions about how these women, you know, what their mood was and how they behaved. So look, if you're going to say, we said at the very beginning of this, that Tony Busby is going to get down in the mud and do Tony Busby things. Rusty Harden has consistently gone down there with him. And so maybe it's by design, maybe it works, but this was mostly theater, and it was interesting to hear Amy Dash and Attorney Sam Millage get this thing, be in agreement with that, because this is a rare thing that he did.
It's interesting just the way this plays out. And I think when you hear Attorney Sam, we'll hear what Attorney Sam had to say in about 10 minutes right here on Sports Radio 610, because there's always some good insight there. But when you hear someone in the legal field like Attorney Sam say, this whole thing is unique,
mm-hmm.
And the whole situation is unique. I don't want to say it's encouraging, but I mean, it at least makes me feel like that just – that I'm not alone in feeling is not the norm, because we are legal simpletons.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the best we can to present the facts and present the information to the audience. But when you hear people who are actually experiencing this say this is unique and this is the strategies and the way this is playing out, this is unique. Obviously, having Deshaun Watson as the figure of all of these lawsuits makes it unique. But just the overall strategy, the plays. Even the plays in the courtroom that are typically professional filings, it is unique for even the smartest people with the brightest legal minds.
Yeah, no, it is very unique. I think Rusty Harden knows exactly what he's doing. And all that said that we've just been talking about, I think this absolutely is just another chip on the way to a settlement.
I mean, and that's what Tony Busby wants to do.
He's putting these things out there to negotiate with Tony Busby, saying, look, I got this, this, and this. Let's talk about that number that you originally offered us, because it can't be that high if I got all this.
And, I mean, Tony Busby's website is www.justwin.com. That's literally the website that is on the email that he sent to Figgy, www.justwin.com. Also, the signature below Tony Busby's email reads, the Busby Law Firm has obtained more than $2 billion in verdicts and settlements in the past 15 years. Tony Busby was named 2015 Attorney of the Year by Texas Lawyer Magazine after he obtained several verdicts in excess of $20 million, including the largest personal injury verdict in Texas that year, 159 milli. Busby also served as lead counsel in the successful defense of former Texas Governor Rick Perry. By the way, he spelled out million. He did not say milli, but he's making it clear. You don't put on your Instagram profile, if you're Tony Busby, have settled more than $2 billion in verdicts if you're not trying to get a settlement.
That's a lot of verdicts. That's a lot of settlements. That's what he's in it for, that. It's less of a headache and less expensive for him, too, if they could just get a settlement. So, yeah, no, I think it's obviously from Busby's perspective, he's all in. From Rusty's perspective, I don't think he wants to hear from 22 women the way that we heard from the very believable, even if she wasn't telling the truth, she was very believable, the attorney speaking for the details of Lauren Baxley's case.
The other thing that I think is was really interesting in the Harden thing, and I think this is the most interesting way of thinking if we're talking about a settlement, because according to Tony Busby, he says that he tried to settle this originally to avoid this circus. That's what he says.
Yeah.
Rusty Harden, when you talk about the number of lawsuits, Rusty Harden is insinuating that because Ashley Solis misrepresented Deshaun Watson asking about if she would be uncomfortable rubbing certain areas, because he says that those are normal questions.
Yeah.
He says that that led her misinterpretation of those words led to other lawsuits. So he's basically saying there's kind of a piling on in the document. I think it was like page 3 or 4 yesterday of the document he put out there. But settlements, look, it's not about innocent or guilt. A lot of times a settlement is to, you know, you did something wrong, maybe not the extreme, but you did something wrong. We've seen Watson's management team acknowledge as much in email exchanges with Tony Busby, and that was from Rusty Harden. So that information was presented from them. A lot of times you just want it to go away. You don't want it to get worse. You don't want potential legal charges. So a lot of times a settlement, regardless of what did or didn't happen, it just makes sense. And that's why that's why civil trials, a lot of times, more times than not, don't go to court.
I remember it was last week, I believe, Rusty Harden said, you know, it's one thing to lose this money, and he can always, you know, earn money. But is he ever going to earn his reputation back? I think he earns his reputation back, or at least stature. Maybe not a reputation that's universally, you know, beloved, but at least stature as an NFL quarterback and as a star in this sport. I think he earns it quicker if he settles. And that's what's most important. If his stature and reclaiming some semblance of his reputation is the most important thing, you get there quicker with a settlement.
This notion that it can't get worse is silly to me.
It can absolutely get worse.
Like this notion that the damage has been done and he's going to have to repair it and it can't get worse is silly to me. Just trust me. Like,
it can get worse.
Go watch the O.J. Simpson civil trial.
Court TV is going to be all over this.
You've already watched the O.J. Simpson actual trial. Go watch the civil trial, because a lot of people aren't familiar with that. And think about Deshaun Watson having to answer 10, 20, 30 hours of questions from Tony Busby about his
sexual
encounters.
And hearing the testimony from 22 women.
It can absolutely get worse. 100,000%
If he wants to reclaim some semblance, I should say, of his reputation and his stature, a settlement gets you there quicker. And Rusty Harden knows that.
Yeah, and Deshaun knows that.
Yeah.
Or he should at this point. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. The local guys that you would most want to light up with, and some insights from Attorney Sam next.
It just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to
live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
With the first choice in the 2002 NFL draft, the Houston Texans select David Carr, quarterback from Fresno State.
How can you boo that here? It's not like this is a surprise.
19 years ago to the day, David Carr, first pick of the draft, first pick in the history of the Texans organization. Rest is, I guess, history, as they say.
And not always great history. I've always a little bit felt bad for him. They just made the wrong pick. I mean, they didn't surround him with a line. He took too many sacks. Some of it was self-inflicted. But I always felt a little bad for him. It was what it was, but still felt a little bad.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. This was Attorney Sam earlier in the show talking about the Deshaun Watson response yesterday from Rusty Harden to the 22 lawsuits against him. We are admitted simpletons for the most part, although we do our best to present you with the information, but when it comes to the legal process. But that's why we're fortunate to have guys like Mike Meltzer and Attorney Sam give us their perspective and their educated perspective on such things. Here was Attorney Sam earlier talking about the response from Deshaun Watson, courtesy of Rusty Harden, yesterday in the 113th District Court of Harris County.
So I happened to look at the answer yesterday, and I thought the answer was interesting. And first thing that jumps out at me, man, normally when you file a response on behalf of a defendant, it's normally very vague. It's normally just kind of like your standard general denial. Hey, we deny all allegations. You know, you set it for level two discovery. And you go forward, you know, and you start conducting discovery, right? But I looked at this answer, and it's very, very specific with respect to their defense, okay? And normally, like I said, you don't see that in the answer. That's something that generally comes out during discovery, whether that be interrogatories, whether that be requests for disclosures, requests for production, admissions, things of that nature. So I see what I believe they're trying to do is, and again, make no mistake about it, because these are public documents that anyone can go to the Harris County District Clerk's website and pull down, you're getting it out there to the public. Hey, some of these plaintiffs are not what they seem to be. At least that's what they're alluding to. And I know, Landry, when you asked me, did I think these witnesses were real? Or I told you I have no reason to doubt that. You wouldn't put it on an official document like this that is a part of the record. So I do believe that they've spoken to these witnesses. And again, we won't know the names of these particular witnesses that seem to be supporting witnesses for the defense until discovery time, where in the request for disclosures, one of the things that would probably be asked is disclose who, you know, your potential witnesses would be at trial. So it's rather interesting. And I also think, too, again, we got to keep in mind that there are competing interests going on right now. And what I mean by that is you have a civil interest, but at the same time, you have a criminal investigation that's running parallel, at least now. And I don't know, maybe I'm speaking out of turn by saying a criminal investigation is going on. I don't necessarily know what HPD or whatever law enforcement agencies are involved with this, what they're actually doing. But you best believe that this is kind of a preemptive strike to suggest that, hey, not only is there nothing that we need to concern ourselves with on the civil side, but in looking at this, we have persons, if they have, in fact, come to you and given you information to suggest that there's a criminal action, we have information that says otherwise. And now if they have filed a false, or if they have filed a report, you use this information to say, hey, this is a false police report. Now we want these people prosecuted. So I think that's kind of one of the reasons why this answer is very, very specific. Like I said, that's not generally how it's done. But again, nothing about this case has been ordinary. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. Well, if you're saying that, I'll have to take your word for it. You're a little more experienced in matters than me. I want to ask you this real quick, Sam. We might actually hold you over when we go around the NFL. But there are a lot of texts that say stuff along the lines, and shout out to the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. If you aren't guilty, then you don't settle, period. Why would you settle if you're not guilty? Can you explain why you would settle even if Deshaun Watson believes he's not guilty?
First and foremost, it's easy for us who are not in the shoes of the person being accused and whose name and reputation is being ruined to say something like that. But I can't tell you how many times, and I've mentioned this before on you all's show, how many times where either I am playing the role of Tony Busby, where I'm suing a major corporation who has wronged an individual, where they feel like their counsel feels like they have not done anything wrong, but again, they're settling to just make this go away, right? And like I tell their counsel, how much is your peace worth? You're essentially buying your peace, right? Yeah, yeah. So that's why you settle. And it doesn't mean an admission of guilt. And quite frankly, in the court of law, as rules of evidence would say, you cannot even bring up a settlement to suggest a person's admission of guilt or culpability, their liability, shall I say. We've got to be careful using the word guilt in the civil context. The proper word is culpability. You know what I mean? So you settle just to make things go away and just so the hemorrhaging can stop. right? Again, as I've told you all numerous times, Deshaun Watson is a brand. It's a brand. Right now, that brand is taking a hit. We don't know if it's irreparable. But what we're trying to do is stop it from going further down. Now, so again, you settle just to make this go away, right? And it doesn't necessarily mean that he's guilty. And I get it. A lot of people, and when I represent my criminal clients, I live by two rules that I tell them. Number one, you know, you don't plead to something you didn't do. Number two, you don't plead to something they can't prove, right? And that's how we roll. And, you know, I'm a trial lawyer, and that's my mindset. But I get clients sometimes that are like, look, Mr. Millage, I understand, but, man, I'm just tired of dealing with this. I'm tired of just, you know, spending Googles of money for you to constantly file motions, go to court, and things of this nature. And I just need my life back. You know, I'm tired of missing work. I'm tired of, you know, having my name drug through the mud. I'm just tired. I just want this to stop. And a lot of times people will settle. It happens all the time.
Let me ask you this, because I'm so glad you called in. When we first saw this yesterday, it just struck me, and I've seen enough of this, you know, from my job here in town over the last 30-something years, that it just struck me as different and funny. So I was glad to hear you say that it was unique, because it strikes me.
This is Attorney Sam earlier today right here on Sports Radio 610. That some good stuff from him. Here he is.
And I think I heard Attorney Dash early on.
Yes, she was talking about
Seth
it.
Seth speaking about that and saying how she didn't kind of like that, or she, you know, it does kind of make you feel uncomfortable, because it's hard to say what a person is thinking, right? That's not something that you can quantify. You can't quantify trauma, right? And everybody deals with trauma differently, right? I coach AAU basketball, and there are some kids, like I had a kid last night just spazzed out, you know, just left practice and was having a great practice. Come to find out there's something going on in the home life, right? But I wouldn't know that because he didn't act like something was going on. So that's kind of risky. You know, and again, I'm not one to question, you know, Rusty's team and why they're doing that. Like I say, they are some fantastic lawyers on that side. But I think in a case like this, sometimes, you know, you have to risk it. You have to be risky. You have to be bold. You have to be daring and putting it out there. And it's clear what they're saying. Like, we do not believe these women. We believe that they are not being truthful about their allegations. We believe that this is all about money. And we believe that they have not suffered trauma. It is convenient for them
now,
to suffer
trauma. Now, if you're just tuning in,
now.
He's saying we from Rusty Harden's standpoint. Yeah. He's not speaking for himself,
correct,
y'all know.
Correct, yes. Myself, the Millage Law Firm, we are not saying that. You know? We are not saying that. But I understand, you know, in looking at this answer, and I, you know, everything was –
You're saying he rolled the dice. You're saying he's rolling the dice on that.
What does Bruce Arians say? No risk it, no biscuit. Yes, and he's definitely doing that with that. You know, because, again, it is hard to say how people deal with, you know, events, traumatic events. Everyone is different. You know what I mean? It's just like watching someone who's an alcoholic. You know, your level of buzz, you may display your drunkenness outwardly, whereas another person may just go to sleep. You know, everybody is different. So that's tough. That's tough. And I get what he's saying. Like, hey, if it's so traumatic, why were you out, you know, laughing and celebrating and also contacting? Now, that's something that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, and again, from a criminal standpoint, and keep in mind, like I say, we have two interests going on right now. There's still a criminal investigation we believe being conducted. And if you're saying that this person is such a monster and this person, you know, you were so traumatized, well, generally you're not going to contact that person after the traumatic event. And by putting this in writing, again, so the public can see, and like I told you guys, this case is being not only played out in the court of law, but more importantly, well, I shouldn't say more importantly, but more obvious to us, is being played out in the court of public opinion.
It's Attorney Sam. You can hear that on the Odyssey app. formerly known as the radio.com app. Subscribe to In the Loop while you're at it. And you can hear anything that you may have missed once we sign off, including John McClain at 1040 presented by Horn Solutions, some localized draft stuff at 1220, and some other good stuff as well. Get that Odyssey app going. Spread the word. Subscribe to In the Loop, and we greatly will appreciate it here on Sports Radio 610. When Attorney Sam says this is unique, that's all I need to know.
Right.
Because there's probably not a lot of stuff that is unique once you've been doing what he does for as long as he's been doing it and at the level that he does it. So when he says that, I take his word for it. It would have been unique to me no matter what, but he's saying it's unique as well, just the overall approach, even when it is an official court document.
Right. It makes a little more sense now. Was it Ian Rappaport talking about how very public this was? And you and I were having that discussion. It is more public than your average, answer. The answer to the thing. And he just confirmed that. Amy Dash also was talking about that a little bit with the boys this morning. So Rusty's playing the game. Rusty is playing the very public circus-like public opinion game just as much as Busby. He knew this was going to get out. It got out. And now people are already starting to form their own opinions publicly. Look, it's ultimately going to come down to Rusty and Busby sitting across a table from each other and hammering out a settlement. And that's what this is doing. This is just trying to negotiate the best number possible for Deshaun.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Without further ado, as promised, the local guys I would most like to smoke with here on 420. By the way, 420 is absolutely silly. My friends who in loopholes who say, hey, want to smoke today? You know what they're saying on 419? Hey, want to smoke? You know what they're going to be saying on 520?
Yep.
Hey, want to smoke? Doesn't make any sense.
I agree. Sense.
It's like John Lopez having a fishing day on a Saturday. Like, come on.
You know what I'm going to do this weekend? I'm going to go fishing.
Yeah. You know what you're going to do the next one?
Probably go fishing.
Yeah. We don't have a
What's
fishing
the official day?
Day
for fishing? Labor Day? Memorial Day?
Memorial Day.
Yeah, probably Memorial Day.
All that.
I'll probably go fishing.
Here's my list. John McClain is number one on the list.
To enjoy 420 with.
Yes, and I want his wife to be out of town so that we can light up, watch his 26-inch TV that he has in his house because he doesn't have a big screen because he's not allowed, and just eat junk food. I know he's lost some weight, but we're just going to eat junk food. We're going to order Chinese food from the ambassador.
There we go.
And we are just going to sit there and eat junk food. And I think John McClain would be absolutely hilarious. I think
you're
he could
serious?
Use the belly fat. Yes.
Do you have anybody serious. Else on your list?
I have three more guys.
Huh?
Three more.
I want to hear him because I don't know if you're going to have the one that I'm thinking of.
Tillman Fertitta is on my list. Tillman Fertitta makes me laugh when he talks just because of how blunt he is and just the overall delivery of Tillman Fertitta. Tillman Fertitta is a guy who, first of all, would be a show-off pothead. Oh, you want to get a steak? Let's go get a steak. And he'll just be throwing all this stuff out there. Tillman Fertitta.
It's a trick question.
Number
two on
my list.
I bet you Rusty would be that too.
Yes. Number three on my list, and this could be dangerous, Dana Holgorsen, the coach of the U of H Cougars.
Oh, come on now. You don't want to wake up in a gutter.
Hey, 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 hey.
Dana Holgorsen.
That, he goes hard, I think.
That could be dangerous.
Maybe.
But Dana Holgorsen is number three on my list, and I am going to have to hydrate like a mug because there might be some other stuff going on.
Definitely be.
Michael Brantley. You don't think of Michael Brantley as the guy?
Dude, he is the deep thinker.
He's the deep thinker, and he's a guy who doesn't smile very much. But I think if you smoked with Michael Brantley, he would smile more. And when someone that doesn't smile much smiles more, when you're in that type of situation, it's just more enjoyable.
I don't know if Seth Payne smokes marijuana. I just don't know. But I'll
when they weren't awful, they were actually pretty good.
No comment.
But I'll bet you, because he's so smart and deep.
Quit drinking, too.
And he overthinks things.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I'll bet you he's awesome. Like, you'll find, like, answers to the universe, I mean, with him.
Yeah, you get them even when you don't.
That's my point. That is my point.
You have anyone else on your list?
You said McClain already.
Yes. Fertitta.
Fertitta,
Holgorsen, Michael Brantley,
Cal McNair.
That would be sick.
That would be awesome.
That would be sick. Jack Easterby, too.
Nah. That's funny right there. I laugh at that all the time.
Get down. Shout out to all the loopholes. If you listen, you are one. Again, Odyssey app, rewind everything you heard here, as well as on Payne and Pendergast and the afternoon show. We'll talk to Stanford Route tomorrow at 12:40. We will be 8 days away. We're single-digit days away now from the NFL draft. We'll give you the latest on Deshaun Watson. Hopefully the Astros, with some help on the way, could start playing some good baseball in Colorado. We'll be with you tomorrow at 10 a.m. But in the meantime, Clint Sterner and Ron Hughley are coming up. For the OG John Lopez, for Figgy Fig being the best of the world at what he do. This has been another edition of In the Loop. We'll talk to you manana. Afternoon show next. And I stop caring
about the apple of my eye. Thank you, Figgy.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.